friends, do you ever experience big emotions that are difficult to control? Do you ever feel angry, sad, anxious, worried, frustrated, depressed, or any combination of these stressful emotions? Today you will learn how to manage big emotions in 3 simple steps. Number 1. Notice and identify your feelings. Number 2. Think about coping skills you can use to feel better. Number 3. Take action by practicing one or more coping skills. Being a kid is fun, but sometimes there are stressful things that cause your emotions to run wild. We call these stressful things triggers. Some triggers might include when you lose at a game or activity, when something embarrassing or unexpected happens to you in front of your friends, when you want to go out to play, but you have to stay in and do your chores, or even when you are hungry or tired. What are some of the things that trigger your big emotions? The first step to managing big emotions is to notice and identify the emotions you are feeling. Sometimes taking a moment to stop and think about how you are feeling is enough to identify your emotions. Other times, you might have a hard time knowing what you're feeling. If you're having trouble identifying your emotions, you can use visual tools, such as a feelings chart, feelings wheel, or feelings thermometer. To help you better understand the emotion you are feeling, it can be helpful to ask yourself 3 important questions. Number 1. What am I thinking? Maybe you're thinking about how you're going to fail your big test tomorrow, or about how much you hate doing your chores. Your negative thoughts often cause negative emotions, so noticing your thoughts can be the first step to managing your emotions. Number 2. What do I feel?